Russia says the Syrian government is not going to use chemical weapons. This as the US and its allies are intensifying their psychological and media warfare against Syria, speculating that Damascus could use such weapons.
I want to make it absolutely clear to Assad and those under his command, the world is watching. The use of chemical weapons is and would be totally unacceptable. And if you make the tragic mistake of using these weapons, there will be consequences and you will be held accountable.
The possible use of chemical weapons would be completely unacceptable for the whole international community. And if anybody resorts to these terrible weapons, I would expect an immediate reaction from the international community.
Whenever such rumors or information appears, we take very strong steps to recheck this information. But every time we find out that nothing like this is being planned or could be planned. We are in close contact with our European and American partners, exchanging information on this subject. And as I have already said, we are always checking the information.
Well, let's go straight to Washington. I'm joined by Sayed Ali Wasif with the Society for International Reforms and Research. Welcome to the program, Professor. Dr. Wasif, we see allegations by Western countries against Syria with regards to chemical weapons. And it's interesting that these allegations all come at the same time, just like we saw in Iraq back in 2003. Just how much are we going to see an Iraqi-style invasion of Syria, if you will?
This is a beautiful question. I think this is part of the disinformation campaign on behalf of the NATO, the United States, and its allies. So, and what I'm contemplating is, and what I'm anticipating is, I think there is going to be an intervention on humanitarian grounds, taking advantage of Chapter 8 and so on of the United Nations Charter. For humanitarian intervention, and of course this on the pretext of preventing the opposition forces, which are being backed by the NATO and the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and its allies. So I think on the pretext of using chemical weapons. So, of course, I do agree with your question and with this notion that it is basically a preamble to an intervention by the NATO forces and their allies in the Middle East, especially Saudi Arabia and Egypt and other countries, Turkey especially.
Indeed. Well, with regards to Syria, it seems efforts by the West are more inclined towards solving the crisis there through military means rather than diplomacy. Why is it that we are seeing such a declining trend in diplomacy, even with regards to other issues around the world?
Simply because we have a unipolar world today. The era of the equilibrium created by the other half of this bipolar world, by the Soviet Union. Now we see a vacuum in the international arena. The United States is going unchallenged, unquestioned. So I think that's one of the reasons. And the second is United States and its allies in the Middle East, especially Saudi Arabia and Bahrain and so on. They are the people, they are the governments which are supporting Israel in a manner inconsistent with the Islamic norms there. to which they profess to be a part. But this is the main reason. So they want a changing scenario in there in the longer run in favor of Israel. So this is the main reason to stop those regimes, especially Syria and Iran, and those regions or movements which are against the Israeli regime there. This is the main reason for that.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Sayed Ali Wasif with the Society for International Reforms and Research from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.